Hallo, goeiemôre. Fantastic. Oh man. Hi guys. Hello, hello. So my name is Mornay, as you guys heard from Brett. And for those who don't know me, I'm just a son in the house. I'm part of the family, enjoying life with the rest of the family. And it's sometimes messy, but yo, it's an absolute joy. So, thank you, Uncle G. Thank you. So for this afternoon, I really believe that this message that I'm going to be sharing is definitely something that has been challenging me so much. And it's really been shaping me in these past few months and weeks and so on. And I really do believe that tonight is an encouragement for us. It's not at all like a rebuking, it's literally, it's an encouragement, it's a refresher of just who the one true love is, of who we need daily. So, if for those who love taking notes, I will give you a topic, or like a title, so that you can at least know when you make notes under which this falls. So, the topic for tonight, or the title for tonight is Smelling Like Our Father. Woohoo! Boom, we're done, we can go home. Sorry, I'm joking. So what I've done is I've actually gone and Googled interesting facts about smell. Okay, so I like facts, the solid ones actually, so it's a good thing. And there is actually a National Sense of Smell Day on the 27th of April. A National Sense of Smell Day. Who would have thought that they would make a national day for your nose? So that's quite cool. I mean, it'll be awesome. All right, and so that was just like something to color in. So I'll be starting with the facts. So, number one, everyone has a unique body odor, and it's similar to your fingerprint. So no one else has the same body odor that you have. So it's basically like a fingerprint. It's identical to you. So if you've been smelling nice since birth, then you're a lucky person. A woman's sense of smell is much stronger than a man's sense of smell. And I have contemplated whether I'm putting that one in, but I did, because women are awesome. We need the ladies. Number three, a person's sense of smell is at its weakest in the morning. So, yeah, as it should be, that's true. Number four, our scent works in the opposite direction of other senses. So with sound, sight, and taste, we identify information first, and then we react. But with sense, we have an emotional reaction first, and then our brain snaps, oh, okay, cool, this is where this is coming from. So it works in the opposite direction. It's quite cool. And then the last one, number five, is smell has a very, very powerful link to the emotional region of our brain, more directly than any other of our senses. So as soon as you pick up a smell out of memory, it automatically, your brain knows this is where this is coming from. And I believe each one of us, we have like a set out routine, like a daily routine we get into. Whether it be like Kyle, he's quite a good looking guy, so he probably wakes up every morning, jogs 5 hours. And so I mean, each of us, we have a daily routine. And I know, like for me, the days that I'm not trying to run, I would wake up and the first thing I would do is I would take a shower, because if I don't take a shower in the morning, I am a zero on a contract. And then I would go to my cupboard after the shower and I would put on my deodorant and my spray. Because for me personally, like deodorant and smelling nice is very crucial, just for me personally. It's like I need to smell nice when I walk around in the day. You know, you can smell yourself sometimes. So I need to know, okay, I'm at least all right. If I walk past someone, they're not going to be looking at me like, does he own a shower? Eh? So for me, like personal, like good wellness and smellness, if you want to put it like that, is very important. And And so, yeah, so we want to, when we walk past people, we want them to experience joy of how we smell. We must be a joy when we walk past someone. And I think for us as Christians, it's such an important part of our life. And I'm not speaking of deodorants and stuff like that, but it's actually being attractive, like having an attractive smell. And that is to smell like Jesus. And it basically comes down to us spending time with Him. It's if we want to smell like Him, we need to spend time with Him. That's the only way. And so I've got 2 points that I'm just going to be getting in there. And it's really just an encouragement. Because as I said, I've been so challenged by this. And actually, like a few weeks ago, the captain and I, so the captain is Brett, I call him Captain. We had a chat and we really, I was so challenged after the conversation in this specific area. And I realized that I'm nowhere near where I should be. But the Lord has so much grace. You meet us where we are at. You know, there's nothing we need to, we don't need to go catch up. You meet us where we are at. And so you can put up the first scripture. And there's a scripture in Acts 4. And this is where Peter and John, they were brought before the council because they were praying for a lame man and he was healed. And the council at that time, they were having none of it. They were very angry and they're like, well, who's this? These guys preaching Jesus and so on. And in Acts 4 verse 13, it says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were uneducated common men, they were astonished. And they recognized that they had been with Jesus. And so the first point for us tonight is people need to recognize that we have been with Jesus. Is the moment you walk past someone, they need to, you spent time with Jesus this morning. And it shouldn't be something that we say, like, it shouldn't be like, oh yeah, I spent time with Jesus this morning. It should, when we walk past someone, they need to recognize automatically, just by our smell, that we have been with Jesus. And when we spend time with Him, when we pray, when we read Scripture, there's just something in us that shifts. Now we become like, we get His smell, His body odor. We become so much part of Him. We understand Him. We get to know Him. In 2018, we went on an outreach to Russia. And we went to the rural area in Russia, and it's called Malakhovka. So you would land in Moscow, and it's about a two-hour train drive to this rural area. And there's a Bible school there run by a South African guy. And we got into this house. It was basically like a concrete shell of a house. So there were a few beds. There was a kitchen. But there was no toilet in the actual house. And so you would walk out the door, and around the corner there was this very old-fashioned long drop. Okay, so it's very graphic, I know. But we were about 15 to 25 people for about a week and a half in that house, in this concrete shell. And so picture 25 people using one bathroom for a week and a half. And not one that flushes. So, yeah, I know, it's quite a... And they, what they did is, to take away, like, any unbearable smells and so on, is they would throw in, like, a detergent. Like, it's almost like an ammoniac type of thing. It was very, very strong. You would almost walk in there and you would just, yeah, you would just get hit by it. And it was very humbling for me. Because I'm so aware of smell and so on, you would literally be in the bathroom for 5 minutes. And then you would come back to the rest of the people who would either be busy with a session or worshiping. But as you walk past people, they would realize you were in the bathroom. And obviously, by the smell of your clothes, they would be, you know, probably long. Because that smell actually became so, it literally went into your clothes. I kid you not, my bag after the outreach smelled of ammoniac. I was like, oh, my word. It was like, can't my shower gel or something just like leak out in my bag? But this smell was everywhere. So you would walk past someone and they would be like, ooh, yeah,
Yeah.
You were in the bathroom. And the Afrikaners, so I'm Afrikaans, if you can hear by my accent. So the Afrikaners use a word, they say klankie. So if a person really smells, they would say, "Joh, daai ou het 'n klankie aan hom." So in that time, that smell, if a smell could be loud, it would be that. So yeah. And for us, you know, we need to be so covered in the smell of Jesus. It needs to get into us, into our clothing, into our minds, into everything we are. Is we need to be so caught up in spending time in His presence that His smell, the way He smells, needs to become part of us. And as I said, that when we walk past people, they will smell, "Man, you smell good. You smell like Jesus." And it's not about being the radical Christian. It's not about praying 5-7 hours a day or knowing every scripture in the Bible. Do what works for you. Like each person, each of us, we've got our own way of getting that smell of Jesus onto us. And we need to stick to it. Moving on to the second point. Is we as Christians need to desire to smell like Jesus. It's not so much people recognizing that we are smelling like that, but we need to desire that. We need to be like, this is the newest deodorant on the market. I want all of it. I'm buying all the stock. And there's a scripture in Psalm 27 verse 4. And it's a psalm of David. And he wrote and he said, "One thing have I asked of the Lord, and this I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire Him in His temple." And other translations of the Bible, instead of inquire, it says, to seek Him in His temple. There needs to be this relentless pursuit for us of the smell, of smelling like Jesus. And this past week, we were at the Prophetic Equip in Sunningdale, and Julie Delisle, she's one of the recognized prophetic ladies in our church, she used a word, she basically spoke about spending time with Jesus, and she used this one word where she said, we need to be consecrated to Jesus irrevocably. And at that moment, I was like, "Oh, okay, Afrikaans brain, now I need to think what does irrevocably mean?" And it came down to the fact of not being able to change. Like, not compromising. And so for us, this desire needs to be uncompromisable. We must want, that's the one thing we want. And so, for me, I was shopping now, like a few weeks ago. And I went to Clicks. I was doing the adulting thing. And I was just walking through the shower gel. So Clicks, they've got quite nice specials. So they've got like nice, you buy like 2 shower gels for $70, it's a bargain. And there was this one specific shower gel. It's the Nivea for Men, the Sport. So it's the orange one for the guys. So it's a really good one. And I'm not being biased because I bought it, but it's a really good one. And something I do before I buy a shower gel is I would literally open up the lid and I would smell the shower gel. Because I don't just want to buy something and then be unhappy with it afterwards. I think it's a normal thing to do, hopefully. So I would smell. I promise you, I would take 10 minutes to choose one shower gel. I promise, literally. And I got to this specific shower gel, this orange one. And I remember opening up the lid. And the smell, it was so familiar. And I was standing there and I was like processing all the things that I've read about the facts. Afterwards, I realized, that's what my brain was going through. And it took me back to when I was a little boy. And my father used to use this exact shower gel for so many years. He used to use the same shower gel. And I remember it was such a, I'm even getting goosebumps now just thinking of it. It was such a moment to me because I looked up to him so much. That everything in me wanted to smell like him. So I would literally, at our old house, I would go to my parents' shower, and I would pick up a shower gel, and I would like run back to our bathroom, and then I would shower with it just so that I can smell like my dad. Because there was something in me that was so proud after I started smelling like him. And for us, we need to have that desire to smell like our Father. Everything in us needs to be like, Jesus, if I don't smell like you today, I'm not going out of my house. We need to want to smell like him. There's a piece of a passage of scripture in Exodus 30. And this is of how the priests had this special anointing oil. So literally it was one that was like there was these specific directions of how they had to make this anointing oil. If you want to go read it in your own time, it's in Exodus 30, verse 22 to 38. And this anointing oil was different from any other, and it set them apart from anyone else. And as we know, in the Old Testament, only the high priest was allowed to enter the presence of the Lord. They had the smell. But then Jesus came. Jesus came and he opened up the door for us. And in Hebrews 10, verse 19 to 20, the writer writes and he says, "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, and that is through his flesh." And in those times, in the Old Testament, the priests were the set out ones. They were the ones with the anointing oil. They had the smell. They could go in. But now through this, through his blood, through his body, Jesus opened up that opportunity for us to step into that smell every single morning. Every single morning. We can now get that, like that anointing oil. We can walk into that, put it on. And we as Christians, we as the church can become the set apart ones. Set apart from the world, not smelling like the world. So we need to be drenched daily in that oil, in his presence. Just enjoying him, just spending time with him. Just sitting until we smell like him. And I'll come to a close now. So next week, on the 29th of this month, my dad will be gone for exactly a year. It'll be on the 29th, it'll be exactly a year. And as I've tried to just process it over this past year, I've realized that I have absolutely no regret in the relationship we had. And I usually hear when guys speak about their fathers and they say they've got this broken relationship, my heart breaks. Because I've never known that. And I don't have a regret at all. Nothing. Literally, there's nothing. But there is one thing I would change, if I could. And that would be that in the times that I had with him, that I spent with him, that I would have done it just a little bit longer. That instead of an hour, I would do it 2 hours. That instead of just sitting and just talking the whole time, that I would actually just sit and listen to him. That I would just sit and hear his voice. That I could just smell him one more time. And now, and it's like David, he said, "Lord, I just want one thing. I want one thing, and it's to dwell with you forever." And see, guys, time is limited. You know, my dad went in for a standard operation, nothing wrong. And the next day he's gone. And we don't know the time when Jesus is coming back. Now, the scripture in Matthew 24, it says, no one knows the day nor the time. Not even the angels. And they are in the presence of the Lord. And not even they know the time. We need to make every moment count. When we wake up and we enter into that smell, we need to open our hearts and say, Jesus, come. Come and just cling. Come and just be with me forever. I did some research and in 2019, the global antiperspirant and deodorant market was estimated to be worth about $74.5 billion. And it just shows you how much money people spend to smell nice for 24 hours. While the new stuff on the market says 48 hours, but yeah. And it shows you like how much people want to smell nice. It's like, oh, I'm going to buy all of them, all the specials. But smelling like Jesus is priceless. It's eternal. if you do it constantly, if you're constantly in His presence, it doesn't fade. It's not 48 hours. It's not 3 weeks. It's eternal. And if I can encourage you guys, like I'm still growing in this a lot. But if I can encourage you guys, let us be the set apart ones. Walking into that smell every day. Let us carry that smell, that freshness, that anointing oil. When we walk past people, they must be inspired. They must be like, what is that? I've never smelled that before. And that's an opportunity. Let us carry this with joy. Because it is an absolute joy smelling like Jesus. I cannot imagine it being a bad smell ever. I can only imagine that one day when we enter His presence in fullness, man, it's going to be like nothing else. And so for us guys, let's daily be those who are set apart in smelling like Jesus. Let's be relentless in wanting that. Let's be recognized as those who smell like Him.
Such a wedding season, eh? Like, and we were discussing, like, do we put any, like, practical handles on, like to give people? And we just felt, because we're so unique and individualistic in the way that God's built us, that to do that would kind of take away the message of what we felt for tonight. So I want to encourage us to go into this week and carve out some time. Our lives are very busy and there's a lot of stuff happening. But we can, if we choose, to put Jesus above everything else. Does it make any sense? So that's the one handle I want to give us tonight as we go from this place into this week. I know it's busy, but if we just calm down, just a little bit, even if it's for 10 minutes a day, what Monet has spoken about tonight will be a part of our lives. Even as a family, I've actually, last couple of months, I've been going through some of my own personal health issues, and I think it's being brought on by stress and just running too hard and doing too much and overseeing too many things and too many people and too much problems and not enough vulnerability and not enough breath time. And I've realized for us as a family, we're going to try this, and we'll preach about it in the future if it works. But we want to take a Sabbath as a family. And what that means is for 24 hours, we start with a meal, we end with a meal. For 24 hours, we're going to stop. We're going to rest. We're going to enjoy what we have. And I think some of our culture that we're living in is we want better things. We want to upgrade. We want better cars, better phones, better coffee, better clothing, better. And so we're not grateful for what God has given us. And then worship. And we want to, as a family, and I've spoken to my kids, and they're freaking out because there's no screen time. There's no. It's just time to go, Jesus, we want to smile more like you. We're like, we want to just calm things. We want to just put the brakes on just a little bit. Not for entertainment. Not for, but just for you. And that's the way I'm trying to deal with what I think God's put me through for the last couple of months. Just slow down, Brett. I'm doing what I'm doing. And you need to smile like me. You know, like, that's my personal journey on this whole. And so I want to leave us with that. I want to pray that God will give us a desire for this. Like, this will change us as we know it. Like, literally, if we get this right, every single one of us. Yes. We'll see salvations like never before. Baptisms, passionate people, worship leaders, young guys like Monet coming through. This is the key. It's Jesus. It's good God, really. And so I'm excited. And I can feel the hunger. Like, I can, like, ah. And so I want to pray for us. And maybe you are here tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ. I want to be just straightforward with you. You can't smell like him if you don't know him. If you haven't received him. If you haven't submitted to him. I want to say that out straight. Like, you can try and you can go as hard as you can. It's never going to be on you. The way you smell like Jesus is you come to him and you go, Jesus, I'm yours. I can't do this by myself. And one of the things that he's been teaching me, and I've been in ministry for 20 odd years now. I've been in ministry for a long time. I can't do it on my own. I can't lead my family on my own. I can't be a good husband or friend or pastor without him. That's the point. And if I'm not smelling like him, it's not going to work. We're just going to be doing a religious thing every week. But his grace is on us. And so if you are here tonight and you don't know him, Jesus was very, it's simple. Believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth that he is the Son of God, that he died for you, that you're willing to give your life for that. I'm telling you now, you'll start smelling like him automatically. And as I look around this place, I don't want to do this because I know someone will get upset, but I can see Jesus in you, and you smell like him, and you smell like him. And I didn't even know you guys, but we had one coffee the other day. You guys have got Jesus on you. Tina. Whoa. And I could probably go around this hole going, Craig, I can smell Jesus on you, in your way, in his way on you. But we need more of that. And so I'm going to pray and just, and if you don't know him, please, like, please, just cry out. Ask him. Yeah, it's the best thing. So, Father, as we just enjoying your presence, as you almost feels like you're humbling us, and that you are who you say you are. And, Lord, that you, when you rub off on us, Lord, we will reflect your glory, your love, your grace, your mercy, your peace. And, Lord, we want to pray that, Lord, that you'll give us a hunger and a desire and a thirst for what Monet spoke to us about. Lord, that we will, that you, as we spend time with you, you'll rub off on us, Lord. And people look at Brett and go, Brett wasn't like that last week. Yo, look how soft he's come. Or look how patient he's become. All the things that I'm battling with. Look at how gentle he's become. And Lord, that for us, that you would do this deep work in us through your Spirit. That you will give us a desire for smelling like you. That your grace will be upon us, Lord. And if there is anyone in this place tonight, Lord, that you will reach out to them that don't know you, that you'll reach out to them and you'll give them life eternally in their souls right in this moment. Lord, that you'll set us free from our own pride, self-righteousness, the sin that so easily entangles us, Lord, that you'll just, in a sense, just be gracious to us and just rip that away from us, Lord. That we would look like your son Jesus more every single day. Amazing, Lord. Let's end like this. Sorry, we took a little bit longer because we're only having one service tonight. So it was very cool. I just felt in the worship time a few things real quick. I felt like for some of us here, you know, to smile more like Jesus. I'm going to give some handle. Sorry, I forgot the Spirit just spoke to me. For some of us, forgiveness is that thing that's holding us back from smelling like Jesus. And I know you've been hurt. You've probably been, it's been unfair. But I really feel like there's something in forgiveness and forgiving others that will make you smell more like Jesus. And there's something like when you phone up someone, often the Lord does this to me because I've been a bit of a dumbass in my life, I must say. I'll often wake up and God will go, remember that time you hurt that person? I'm like, I said that stupid thing. And I'd often phone them and say, hey, I don't even know if you'll remember this, but I'm really sorry. There's something of God's, oh, there's birds now. That's amazing. Don't worry, Sheila, we're cool. And so, for others, let go. I don't know what that means. Is that for you? Let's just let go. Maybe let go of, I don't know, just go to let go. It might be actually letting go of what you want and allowing God to do what he wants, possibly, just in the Spirit. And then the last group of people is for some, actually for most of us, I think he's calling us to step out of our comfort zones. And we become more like him when we go on mission trips and use long drops and get uncomfortable and share the gospel with people that we are freaking out about. There's something about, and even marriage courses. I know a few of us did the marriage course this weekend. How uncomfortable is that, hey? It is, but look at them, they're holding hands. Look how in love they're looking. Amazing. So it's just something about when we break out of the comfort zone of our own little worlds that God can use us amazingly. So Father, as we just come to an end and just enjoy fellowship now with one another as we go into the long weekend, Lord, that you will give us a desire for these things. Lord, that your Spirit will be just gracious upon us. Lord, I thank you for every single person here, every family represented, Lord. Thank you for the hunger and the thirst for just more of you. Thank you for Monet and what you're doing in him and just from where he's come and what he's experiencing. And just thank you for using just normal guys to bring the Word of God to us. So just want to say again, we love you. We love what you're doing. And Lord, you're an awesome God. Amen. And so if you guys want to, you're welcome to stay. The coffee shop will be open again. I would encourage you, maybe just say how's it to someone you don't know. Love on them. If God gives you a word for them, just pray for them or just encourage them. And so thanks for coming. Love you guys. And we'll see you through the week.